Emergence into light. The trend of human life was too eventful to leave me undisturbed in the illusion that this so-called life could be a real and abiding rest. All things earthly must ultimately yield to the irony of fate, or else be merged into the one infinite love. As these pungent lessons became clearer, they grew sterner. Previously, the cloud of mortal mind seemed to have a silver lining, but now it was not even fringed with light. Matter was no longer spanned with its rainbow of promise. The world was dark. The oncoming hours were indicated by no floral dial. The senses could not prophesy sunrise or starlight. Thus it was when the moment arrived of the heart's bridal to more spiritual existence. When the door opened, I was waiting and watching, and lo, the bridegroom came. The character of the Christ was illuminated by the midnight torches of spirit. My heart knew its Redeemer. He whom my affections had diligently sought was as the one altogether lovely, as the chiefest, the only, among 10,000. Soulless famine had fled. Agnosticism, pantheism, and theosophy were void. Being was beautiful. Its substance, cause, and currents were God and His idea. I had touched the hem of Christian Science.